Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Put your hands together for Jesus. Thank you, choir. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I honor all the men that are in our midst today, and I honor all the women that are here on site, and also all the women online. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. And today I want to focus what I would speak on the women. And please, for the men that are in our midst, don't think that this does not concern you or that you do not have anything to receive when we are talking about women. The Bible says every man must have a knowledge of a woman. Okay. Praise God. Let's go to the Bible first. Book of Esther. We're going to read chapter 4, verses 1 to 16. Book of Esther. Chapter 4, from the first verse to the 16th verse. Please, shall we rise to read the word of God quickly? There's so many things that we're going to cover. We're going to have thanksgiving for the women and prayers as well. Amen. Amen. And today is also our communion Sunday. So prepare to partake of the Lord's table this morning. And so we read together. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put a sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry and came even before the king's gate. For none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the king exceedingly grieved, and she rent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hetak, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hetak went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. And he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, and to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hetak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again, Esther spake unto Hetak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told Mordecai Esther's words. And Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. I title this exhortation today, Becoming a Woman That Matters Where It Matters. Becoming a woman that matters where it matters. Praise the Lord. May you not matter where it does not matter to your destiny. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, great God that you are, we trust you to do much more than we ask or that which we expect. And so have your liberty to do whatever that God has commanded to do with his word today. And let it turn to every hearer and every doer of the word. Let it turn to them for testimonies, for victories, for praise reports, for progress, for prosperity and fruitfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Father, it is in your light that we see light. So let your light illuminate our understanding today, that we may walk worthy of you unto all pleasing and be fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of you. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' precious name, we pray and give thanks. You may be seated. Praise God forevermore. In the world that we live in today, both men and women are confused. The women are even confused with regards to who they really are. Women are confused about what they are supposed to be doing. We live in a world that I would say is kind of designed by men for men. That's the world that we live in. Amen. It's designed by men for men. So as far as the world looks at women, they define where the woman matters. Hello. And you know, it's something that I've been studying for a while. And I've observed that a lot of us women, we ourselves are confused as to where is our place? Where is my place? Hello. Where is my limit? And the whole world is really confused. You know, when I look at maybe the days of our mothers and our grandmothers, you know, if you are here and you are over 60, the lines were clearly drawn between men and women. I mean, it was clearly drawn. Because in those days, women were defined by roles, by their role, not by their purpose. There is a difference between the role and the purpose. Glory be to Jesus. When you are talking about the roles that the woman is playing, the world puts a woman in a role and say, this is how far you go, and you go no further. And many women have bought into that myth that they should define themselves by the role that they play, or the role that the world has defined them by. Yeah, we have had it in our nation. The head of the country himself said it. Tell your neighbor, keep living. Hallelujah. Have you not heard it before? The place of a woman is where? And in the other room. They said, that's it. Why? Because a woman is defined by the role she plays there. Glory be to Jesus. But one thing I have known, and I've just come to say a few things here that I want to point out from the life of Esther to everyone today. It might shock you. If you are talking about roles, and you are defining somebody's, purpose by roles, then you have absolutely no understanding of who God is. God is not a God of roles. He's a God of purpose. What is purpose? Purpose is the reason for your existence. It is the why of your creation. God had an idea. There's something that God wanted to accomplish. Hallelujah. So he said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. And let them have what? Dominion. Verse 27, he says, male and female created he them. Male and what? Female, he created them. He created man, male and female. So there is a male man and a female man. They are both men. Glory be to Jesus. One is female because of purpose. The other is male man because of purpose, not because of rule. When some people say the place of the woman is in the kitchen, the very best and renowned chefs in the world today are men. Let me tell your neighbor, real men cook. If you go to a five-star hotel, and you say, oh, this is just delicious. Please, I would just like to compliment the chef. You will see the man come out in one white coat with one tall cap on his head. I don't know about you, if you have eaten out a lot, I'm yet to even find a woman. I'm not saying that there are no women. But majority, when it comes to cooking, culinary, men dominate it. So how can anybody say the place of a woman is in the kitchen? Why? Because roles are variables. But purpose is definite. I'm a typical example of why roles change. Hello? Will a widow not take care of what needs to be taken care of in the family when there is no man there? Glory be to Jesus. So whatever the man thought was his This is what I'm supposed to do as a man. A man is not a man because he works and brings money. A woman is not a woman because she cooks. That's not what defines you as a woman. Hallelujah. Do you know that? I mean, the day I heard that abroad, sometimes because of tax payment, that sometimes it is advisable and wise for the husband and the wife not to be in employment at the same time, especially when they have young kids. Have you heard it before? So both of them sit and look at, okay, which one will be better? Sometimes they decide it is the woman that should work while the man stays in the house. Roles are variables, but purpose is definite. It doesn't change. Glory be to Jesus. But why women are confused today is because they themselves think that their role is their purpose, but it is not. It is not. Glory to God. You would say, Jesus, when he was on the face of the earth, I mean, he was the best of man that could have been around. Hello? Was he married? Was he married? But obviously, he was a good cook. See how you are looking at me. You didn't know Jesus cooked. Jesus. John chapter 21. After that, Jesus left the disciples. When they were still grieving, they had a sense of loss. Peter said, I'm going fishing. He said, I'm going back to what I came from. Because this preaching pastor matter is not working again. Yes, the power man has left. What do we have? I beg. Let me go to what I know to do. I'm going back to fishing. Luke followed him also. The Bible says Luke was a physician. The doctor followed the fisherman. They are confused. They are confused. So they had a sense of loss and grief. And what happened to them? When they launched out in the boat, who did they see at the shore? Beckoning to them. The Bible said Jesus was there. And when they came to him, he said, children, have you had anything to eat? The Bible said Jesus had prepared fish for them and cakes to eat. Jesus was the one that prepared it. Does that make Jesus a cook? Is it because that is his purpose? Eh? In the same vein, he told Peter there. He said, Peter, feed my sheep. Feed the lamb. That is the purpose. It's different from rule. Roles are interchangeable. Glory be to Jesus. Yeah, it's interchangeable. These days you have women, they are the breadwinner. In fact, I remember a couple, you know, that I was, you know, trying to counsel, and they had an issue. And the husband was saying, is he wrong? I mean, we want to pay rent. Let her too, she's working. Let her bring money. We join it together. I said, these are the same people that say, I'm the head. Because even the man himself is concerned. He doesn't know what to do with today's woman. Can't handle what is happening. Like I said, in the olden days, it was well defined. So everybody is confused. But God is never confused. He's not the author of confusion.
Glory be to Jesus. For the Bible says there is no Greek nor Jew, no male nor female. It's all about the purpose of God in everybody's life. The world is still contending whether a woman should preach or is not preach. Hallelujah. Some of you share testimony here of what was preached last Sunday and how the word became flesh in your own life. Hallelujah. You think it was the woman that was preaching. We can of our own selves do nothing. It is God himself that is doing it. And God is neither male or female. Glory be to Jesus. God is a spirit. A speaking spirit. He speaks through any vessel that he chooses. I don't know about you. I'm God's choice. Amen. And I'm willing to occupy every space, platform, or position that he wants me to occupy. It has nothing to do with my gender. It has to do with what God wants to accomplish. It is always his purpose. Glory be to Jesus. It's about his purpose. Is somebody listening to God? Some of you women, today is your day of deliverance. Amen. I said, today is your day of deliverance. Amen. They said, some men, they are very weary of strong women. I said, no man can be weary of strong women because every woman is strong. Open that my bag. The one under there. I want to give you some illustrations today. Open your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. I'm just picking out things. Yes, bring it and you will see another one. Yes, those two, please bring them. Where can we put them that all can see? Can we have another table there? Quickly, quickly, usher, please. Yes, thank you. A table. Just run with it. Run with it. Yeah, it's a good exercise. Exercise profits something, even if it's a little. Hallelujah. Beloved, what do you see? These are two containers. Right? Can we agree on that? Okay? Two containers. Now, the first one is made of what? I can't hear you. One is made of glass. What is the nature of glass? It's breakable. Now, the other one is made of what? Stainless steel. Okay? So it's not easily breakable. All right. Now, but they are both vessels. They are both containers. Now, let's read 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. Read it loud. Likewise, is the B part I really want, but read the whole verse. Ye husbands, deal with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto a weaker vessel, and as being what? Deal with them as unto a weaker vessel, and also as equal heirs of the grace of God. Praise God. Two things. It's a weaker vessel, but then when it comes to grace, it is equal. So it is not about the container, it's about the content. Glory be to Jesus. Filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. But breakable. filled with the Spirit of God. Now, you see this container. It's not breakable, but it has a dent. Hello? I purposely brought this one. I had one that is not, that doesn't have a dent, but I brought this one to illustrate that no matter how strong a container is, it still can be dented. You know why? That scripture said, treat them as unto a weaker vessel. If you have a weaker vessel, then there is a weak vessel. Weaker because it's breakable. Weak because it can still dent. We are all damaged goods. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing God this morning? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because people will say, they're weaker vessels. So women, you can't trust them with this. They can't handle this. They are too emotional. They are too this one. They are too that. Yes, women are emotional. Men are logical. There's no doubt about it. A man of God was given an example. He said, well, Miles Monroe, he said, when the purpose of a thing is not known, what happened? Abuse is inevitable. So this is why even men are confused about women. Because they are dealing with women based on roles and not based on purpose. And if you do not understand the purpose of a thing, abuse is inevitable. You abuse, and women are also are abusing themselves because they do not understand themselves based on purpose. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. You know, the day I read in the Bible, still talking about people, men cooking. Me, I have boys. Hallelujah. But there's something I tell my boys. Glory to God. Who was the wife of Isaac in the Bible? Can anybody remember? Rebecca. Thank you, Jesus. When Isaac was about to die, he wanted to pass his inheritance on his children. He didn't ask Rebecca to go and cook. He sent Esau. Probably Esau was a better cook. Yeah! Glory to God. So if you're a man, you say, well, the kitchen, that's where she's supposed to be. Nonsense. That is ignorance. That's ignorance. Don't define any woman by rules. Define them by purpose. Joseph had a dream. Matthew chapter 2. An angel appeared unto him in the dream and told him, Joseph, Joseph, don't break up with Mary. For this thing that she's carrying is of me. She's carrying purpose. Hallelujah. It's not about the role that she's going to play. It's about purpose. Is somebody listening to God today? Purpose is the original intent of a thing. it originates from God. In Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5, God himself said of Jeremiah, he said, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. And I've set you apart, that you will be a prophet to the nations. So he came because God has a purpose for him. Hallelujah. God did not choose him because he was a man. He chose him because there is something he wanted to do. It's always about the purpose of God. Glory be to Jesus. Today we are still contending whether a woman should be a CEO. Hello? Whether a woman should earn the same salary as a man is earning. Hello? I mean, people worry about women earning less salary than their counterparts. Probably they have a better degree and better in experience on the job. And then they earn less than the men. And I'm amazed that this is happening in some Western countries who are supposed to be enlightened. Just because they are women. Because that is the stereotype, the prejudices of how they see women, how, where they think they should be, what is their place, how far can they go in their career. There's a woman of God, you know, in Nigeria today who said that her father was not inclined to, you know, sending her to school beyond the basic, you know, elementary school. Because if what is it? You are just going to end up in one man's house, in the kitchen and all that. So why should I waste my money? It's bad investment. That's what the father said. He said it's a bad investment. That's darkness. That's ignorance. But let there be light. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are not talking about women's lib here, that all these ones that women are doing and all that, gathering themselves together for men to decide whether they have freedom. Freedom comes from God. Do you understand? You don't need men to free you to be who God wants you to be. You need God to free you to be who God wants you to be. That is why the only way that you can understand yourself is to be acquainted with your maker, your designer. The one who designed you. He's the one that knows what he designs you for. Praise God forevermore. When you buy a product, it is the manufacturer of the product that will tell you exactly how to use this product. My brother, is that not so? If you go and buy Samsung television now, is it not Samsung that will put a paper inside the box to let you know how you can get the best out of the product you bought? The manufacturer is the one that does it. God is the manufacturer. God is your designer. Go to your designer to get to know why of your creation and the reason for your existence. Praise God forevermore. A woman cannot be this, a woman cannot be that. It happened to my own, you know, senior sister. And she applied for a job at the health center in Unilag then, I remember. And the VC said, it's a woman. She was the only woman that applied. Not because she was the only woman qualified. The other women feel they will not appoint a woman. So they gave up. They didn't even bother to apply. And the man said, where's the woman? Blah, blah. All that people there looked at the qualification and everything. She went for the interview. She was the best qualified person. as the director in that place. The man refused. I think it was the pro-chancellor that said, okay, let's give her a chance. We are not doing anything that is wrong here. We are not putting her when she's not qualified. She's way above the minimum qualification. So let's give her. We must give her a try. Reluctantly, very reluctantly, because even the VC had to call her, well, you are not my choice. I just have to let you know. When he was sick and they rushed him. They rushed him to the health center. It was the woman he rejected that he selected. Because he didn't want to die. That's why I said it. I've mentioned it here before. I said, you are drowning in the swimming pool there. You say, a woman cannot lay hands. Oh, she's not tying a scarf. You will drown. And heaven will blame you. Because you committed suicide. I'm not sure you'll make heaven. Because the life was not yours and you took it. Hello? So far, she has been the best they've ever had as a director of health. Till she retired from the place. I said initially today, I said, women are very powerful. Every woman is a strong woman because it is about what? Content and not container. Glory be to Jesus. I said, glory be to Jesus. Okay, let's go on. Now, let's look at our text today. And let's concentrate a bit on Esther. How did Esther matter where it matters? How can I matter where it matters to my destiny? Praise the Lord. Remember, it is about your purpose. It is about the purpose of God for your life. It's about your divine assignment. Amen. It's not about how men or the world has defined your roles. Your life is not about that. Role should not define women. Purpose should define women. Glory be to Jesus. And we'll see it from the experience of Queen Esther here. So, how did she matter where it matters? There is no doubt that in the end, eventually she mattered where it mattered. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So, how was she able to accomplish this so that we ourselves can do likewise and then see ourselves as people that matter where it matters? Praise God. Number one, she had a spiritual understanding. We've been talking about having an understanding heart. Today, God is illuminating your understanding and letting you be acquainted with who you are as a woman so that you do not feel weak. It's not about physical strength. Even some women these days, if you see their muscle, about for a little, wadaku. You've not heard the story. I remember my husband and I used to have this argument about, you know, when people are talking, they said, oh, the husband is guilty of battery, you know, abusing the wife, you know, physical abuse and all that, blah, blah, blah. And my husband will say, there are women who physically abuse their husbands. I'm sorry. It's just funny. Hello. It's a serious matter though. Amen. So spiritual understanding led Esther to a place of spiritual preparation. When Mordecai learned of what was about to happen to the Jews, Esther had already become the queen. And he sent a message from what we have read. I said, Esther, you need to go now to the king, because unless there is a revocation of this law, we'll all perish, including yourself. Hello? Now, initially, and I want you to notice something, because Mordecai had to send two messages. He sent the first one. Esther took the first one and processed it based on rule. That was her initial process of the message that was sent to her. And it was revealed through her response. She said, nobody goes into the king except, because that's the law. That is the idea. That is the tradition. So she wanted to play the role. The king has not sent for me these 30 days. So I cannot do anything because I'm hampered, hindered. I can't move forward. I cannot progress. I cannot take on my next level because this law is hindering me from moving forward. Any law, any tradition that is keeping you trapped, by the anointing of God, I set you free from it today. In the mighty name of Jesus. If it will not cooperate with your purpose, your destiny in life, then let that pronouncement die a sudden death. In the mighty name of Jesus. So her response was based on rule. And it was relayed to Mordecai. Then a second message came. May God give you another chance. So it came again to her and said, Esther, that's in verse 14. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and their deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. You'll be sidelined. Hello? Now that tells me nobody is indispensable. Yeah. God can use anybody, male or female, for any task. Hallelujah. If he finds you available, he will use you. The question is a question of availability. It's not talent. Many talented people are not available. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why when Moses was commanded by God to build the tabernacle in the wilderness, God said, I have put the same spirit that was on you, on Jezreel. He said, is it my spirit? It's the breath of the Lord that makes the difference. Glory be to Jesus. If a man will not do a task, I'll call a woman to do the task and I'll put my spirit upon her. Because there is no male, no female in the kingdom. Glory be to Jesus. Male and female created he them. And they are both man. Hallelujah. The difference is one has a womb. The other one does not have a womb. Amen. So when some people say a man can marry a man, I don't know what they are talking about. It's darkness. It's darkness. Let there be light, O Lord. In Jesus' name. Okay. Here, what the Spirit says, he said, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. There is no way you can find fulfillment in life if you do not give in to God's purpose for your life. And who knoweth, mark this, woman, who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Hallelujah. What is Mordecai trying to tell her there? About her purpose. The reason why you became queen. It's not because you're so fine. Hello? It's because of the purpose of God. God that knows the end from the beginning knew that they were going to destroy his own people, that he has put his name on top of them, the Jews. And he said, my people can't be, there is no way they will be destroyed. There has to be a deliverer. Hallelujah. There has to be a deliverer. And because of the purpose, she was chosen to be queen.
Oh, Lord.
I hope you are getting something from here. Because of the purpose. So whether you know you are a woman, you cook, or you wash clothes, or you don't wash clothes, or all those things are not the end itself. They are just a means to an end. Just like marriage. Do you know marriage is a means to an end? It's not an end in itself. Hallelujah. When some people will say, this person is what is the man that God has chosen for you. I said, do you know that God gives us a free will to make our choices? Glory to God. If one woman or one man is chosen by God for you, if the man dies, you know the woman must not marry anybody. In fact, she can't find because there's nobody else for her. You didn't get it. Did you get that? If the husband dies, she has to. Otherwise, she'll be marrying somebody else's husband. Ignorance. Is ignorance. You make your choice. Glory be to Jesus. You make your choice. God is concerned about purpose, not about the rule. Spiritual understanding. Number two, perception. Her perception changed when purpose was determined. The way she saw her life changed completely. There was a turnaround when purpose was introduced. Before purpose, she was just going to be a queen and just sit and do nothing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A young lady once said to me, I want to marry. I said, why do you want to marry? I said, look, my problems are too many, even in my family and all that. I need somebody to help me to carry. I need somebody to help me to carry all this burden. I said, it's not a man you need. You need Jesus. He's the burden bearer. Let somebody put hands together for Jesus. I said, if he gives you a man now, you know he's going to be his son. You want to kill his son? Hallelujah. I need somebody to come and help me to carry the body. I said, which body? Send all your sisters and brothers to school. You want to kill the man? Amen. Or like parents, they say, well, they want to fetch your money. Hello? Women are powerful. Come on, say it with me. Women are powerful. Hallelujah. So perception, our perception changed when purpose was determined. The issue of role gave way to purpose. And her response changed to it. He said, now I'm going to fast. I'm going to intercede and go before the king, even though he has not called me. She never thought it was possible before until purpose showed up. You see, when purpose show up, when you understand your purpose, passion will trigger you to fulfill the purpose. You open the door to passion. Hallelujah. She said, if I perish, I perish. I'm going to do this. Even though the law says I cannot do it, I'm going to defy the law. I'm going to defy the rule. And I'm going before the king. But before she did that, she went to her designer. She went before the designer. For 3 days, fasting, interceding. By the time she came out with an anointing, a new breath of God upon her. And the result was that access was given to her. When God, you see, God will always support his work with his power. The king could not do anything, couldn't refuse her. He had no choice but to bring forth the scepter and say, Esther, whatsoever you want, even to the half of my kingdom, I'll give it to you. My goodness, my father, this is how you matter where it matters. I'll give you. What an uncommon favor that she received from the king. Some of you are afraid to approach some people. Now, God has been touching your heart. You say you can't because you do not see it. You are still playing a role. You are not thinking purpose yet. What does God want me to do? The world wants the woman to do everything these days. Yeah. They want the woman to do everything. They want the woman to become everything. Except that they don't want the woman to have everything. But God, your designer, wants you to be all that he called you to be. To do everything that he has ordained for you to do. And to have everything he predestined you to have. Without limitations. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Yeah, let me move quickly. My time is up. Number three, her understanding of purpose canceled out all prejudices about the issue of weaker vessel, as we have said. It cancels it out. Number four, the identity of a woman, that's what it proves to us, the identity of a woman is not to be identified by being behind the cooking stove and preparing meals and say, oh, she must be a woman because she cooked it. Hello? You know, sometimes, and I'm also guilty of this, when I'm driving on the road, I mean, I must confess, some women are better not to be behind the wheel. Because I think that the way they drive is injurious to themselves, not to talk about the people that are around them. And I've made that statement like other men do make as well. I say, Abajo, when they now say, oh, he's a woman. Have you heard that before? Yes. Some of you are guilty. You said that before. And oh, yes, it's because he's a woman. Because there is this stereotype, there is this prejudice about women. They just can't do it. They haven't got what it takes. It's a lie. When I got my first car and I hit the expressway, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, I overtook every car, every man. I didn't overtake them because they are men. I was testing the car to see how far it can go. Glory to God. And I saw some men pressing to overtake me also. Why? A woman just overtook them. I can't agree. Yeah. I see it all the time. If a man is on the phone, he's talking, and there is space in front, and you move, he's going to come and keep, block you there. Can a woman just come in front of me? I mean, all these things. It still happens. Sometimes it's subtle, but it's there. But it's there. The Lord will deliver us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The woman matters. You will matter where it matters when the king's matter matters to you. You will matter where it matters when the king's matter matters to you. Glory be to Jesus. When you give yourself to the king and the affairs of his kingdom, the Bible says God will cause all men to be at your service. All things to be at your service. Matthew 6 and verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That is how you matter where it matters. Esther mattered where it matters because role gave way to purpose. She understood her purpose. She understood why she was there. God created that space for her. God put her on that platform. She had that position that she had. She knew why she had that position. She knew it was to glorify God and to establish the rule of Christ. And she gave herself to it wholeheartedly. Of course, she will matter where it matters. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I hope you have received something from today's. You know, I just want to talk to the women because I want to encourage you. Stop defeating yourself. Hallelujah. Stop deceiving yourself. Don't buy into the myth of the society that we live in, the social structure that have kept the woman in role rather than in purpose. I doff my hat for men who encourage their women to be all that God wants them to be. God bless such men. And I want to believe we have such men in the house. Hallelujah. That's what we need. Joseph had no choice. By the time he understood the purpose of Mary, he supported her. He was going to jettison her. But when he understood, what did he do? He supported the vision that she was carrying. Glory be to Jesus. It doesn't make you less of who you are. Amen. A young lady was approached by a young man. And they started having, you know, a relationship. And all of a sudden, the lady got promoted. The first thing the guy said to her, hey, how much is your salary? How much is the salary? So she now told her, he said, okay. My own is still 30,000 more than your own. So if hers was 30,000 more than his peace will be withdrawn. He automatically will feel that he will not no longer be the man. Amen? So he obviously does not want somebody to succeed. I told the lady, I said, he's the wrong one. He's the wrong one. Don't go there. Because you don't know where God is taking you. Even if you marry somebody now who has no job, doesn't have any education, do you know where God is taking her? You don't know. She can start as a petty trader. Just beside the wall, near her house there. But from petty trading, Makata Yabashi, she can become owners of shops. Then what are you going to do then? You hinder her. Hello? Tell your neighbor, women are powerful. Glory to God. Let's rise on our feet. I'm sure God has opened your eyes today. Amen. So don't let anybody look at you based on the strength of the container. Let them look at you based on the content. Hallelujah. On the content. And many of us, sometimes we ourselves are self-sabotaging. Because you are the one that is limiting yourself. It mustn't happen again. As women of God, let purpose be the determining factor of what you will accomplish in life. Esther was able to accomplish her purpose. Because she didn't allow anybody to define her by rule. She's the queen. No, it's not about being the queen. It's about what God wants me to do. And that was why I said, queen or no queen, if I die, I die. Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands. Begin to thank the Lord for his purpose for your life. You may be here and say, I don't know what is God's purpose for my life. I don't know. Do you love God? When the things of the king matter to you, you will come into your own. When you are acquainted with the Spirit, he begins to lead you. When you don't give in to social structure, societal prejudices, God will reveal what is yours to you. Begin to ask the Lord that by his Spirit, he will reveal to you where you should go. Beloved, I don't know the door God has opened for you. The platform that you occupy right now. Maybe you do not know why that door was open. You still think it's to play a role. Go to God in prayer and ask him. He's the one that designed you. What did you design me for? Why is this door open unto me? What am I supposed to do with this door? How can I serve you with this door? You know, recently the Holy Spirit was, you know, speaking with me. We were having a conversation and he said, do you know that a lot of people, when we see people, or you are introduced to people, or you had information about someone in some position, some platform, some space, that many of God's people, the first thing that will come to your mind is, what can I get from them? That thing just struck me right there. He said, but if the things of God really truly matters to you, when you meet such people, when those opportunities come, the first thing that will come to your mind, what can I give to these people? Not what can I take or get from them. Hallelujah. You meet someone, what can I give to this person? What can I give to them? It may not be money. It may be wisdom. It may be counsel. It may be prayer. It may be a word that will bring deliverance for them or save their souls from hell. What first comes into your mind? Many people, what comes into our minds is, what can I get from them? Hallelujah. Like someone once said, when he said, oh, my brother-in-law, you know, in those days, has now been appointed as an administrator in one of the states. I ran to my house. I said, Pastor, Pastor, hey, help me praise God and thank God, though. I don't know, say not like this, God go take, bless me. That is the first thing. I mean that your own sister is the wife. Don't you have thought of, how can I assist my sister here? What your own is, they are now in that position. What can I get? No. Glory to Jesus. So if that has been your thought, now tell God, Lord, there has to be a change in the way that I'm processing information, because it is faulty. Help me to reprocess information that comes to me in alignment with your will, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the women come forward quickly and let's pray. And then we'll take our communion. Women, come forward. And let the men in our midst point their hands towards them and command the blessings of God upon them. Whether you are married, you are single, widow, or a mother. Today is also International Mother's Day. So we thank God for every mother. Lift up your two hands, women. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your daughters. I thank you for the purpose that you have for them to accomplish for you in every space, every platform, every position that you have placed them. Father, I ask that you give them clarity of purpose. In the name of Jesus, grant them hearing ears, seeing eyes, and an understanding heart. As Esther did not lose the chance that came to her, give your daughter spiritual understanding so that they can walk worthy of you and do that which is pleasing in your sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless every wife in this place. Grant them the grace to stay the course. In the name of Jesus. Everything that they need, provide for them. For every mother, make them joyful mothers of children. Let them not sorrow over their children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. To those that are widows, there is no husband like you, Jesus. You are the defender of the widow and the father to the fatherless. Defend them with all your resources. And be a husband indeed to them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. To the young ones, the teenagers in our midst, Father, help them to live a life that is holy and acceptable in your sight. For the single ones who are desirous of taking delivery of their marital destiny, let that door be open unto them this year. Open the eyes of those that will align with your purpose for their lives to locate them as their wives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever has been hindering that blessing in their lives, I come against it. I take authority over it right now. I override its influence. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break every demonic hindrance to their marital destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, prosper the work of their hands. Help every woman here to live on purpose and live by purpose in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them live a life that will model goodness to all those that are around them in the name of Jesus, and cause them to matter where it matters to their destiny, where it matters to their progress, where it matters to their prosperity, where it matters to their advancement, their lifting, their promotion, their provision, their protection, their preservation, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatsoever the devil has stolen from you, I command restoration sevenfold unto you in Jesus' name. Any grounds that you have yielded to the enemy for any reason, I ask that the mercy of God will prevail for you over judgment in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, let those grounds be restored back unto them in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever is missing in your life that you need to take you to a new level of praise, a new level of victory in your life, Father, I ask that you recover it for them. Give your daughters twice as much as they had before. Turn their captivity and make them like those that dream in the mighty name of Jesus. This year we shall hear the voice of the bride and the bridegroom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Your husband will worship God with you in the name of the Lord Jesus. God will bring men that will support you, support your dream, support your vision, support your divine assignment in the name of Jesus. You will not carry a bone that is not your own in the mighty name of Jesus. And so shall it be for you. I call it done in your life in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Women, bring your thanksgiving offering before the Lord. You must thank God. Hallelujah. Please bring the... Let us have the communion elements. Just bring the table here. Let them take it and go back to their seats. Hallelujah. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Our time is fast spent. Please come forward. Women, come forward with your offering, drop it, and then let everybody else come and let everyone take their communion elements. Yes, just go ahead. Take your communion elements. Hallelujah. Quickly, 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 we're about to pray and to close the service. Do it quickly, do it quickly. You can be faster than that. It can be faster than that.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
If you already have your elements, just begin to thank the Lord. Thank Him for the blood of His Son Jesus Christ that redeemed you from sin and from sorrow. For as often as you do this, the scripture says, you do it as often you do it in remembrance of me. As you partake of the flesh and the blood of Jesus, that blood will speak victory for you this week.
Amen.
Will speak healing for you this week. It will speak uncommon favor for you this week.
Amen.
It will speak increase for you this week.
Amen.
Material increase, spiritual increase, financial increase, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It will speak favor from you, for you this week. Everyone that you meet, the Bible says, anyone that cited Esther favored her. Anyone that look upon you this week, they will favor you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood will deliver you.
Amen.
From every affliction of the enemy. He will deliver you from the evil of this present day. In the mighty name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, evil will bow before you.
Amen.
And the wicked at your gate.
Amen.
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The blood will promote you. I said the blood of Jesus will promote you. The power in that blood will elevate you. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power in the blood of Jesus, where you did not solicit for help this week, help will come from there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God will make you a voice that will cause good things to begin in your life, in your family, and in the lives of people that are around you. In the mighty name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, you will be a voice of impact before heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be for you. As you go into the new week, the Spirit of God will accompany you on the journey of your week. In the mighty name of Jesus. No evil shall befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You shall come back and you shall testify. In Jesus' precious name. If you believe it, shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
If you believe it, shout a believing amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.